Milwaukee Public Schools ended a decade-long partnership that they've paid over $1 million to in no-bid contracts. It's Friday, November 17th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Peter Bryant in for Alex Crow. Coming up, 14 and 15-year-olds may no longer need a work permit if a Republican-sponsored bill passes the state legislature. And Madison College is planning to open a daycare center. Sarah Lear will have more on their plans. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Milwaukee Public Schools ended its long affiliation with the Milwaukee Education Partnership yesterday. The nonprofit received nearly $1.3 million in no-bid contracts over that time. This year's budget included $75,000 for the nonprofit, but Superintendent Keith Posley told school board members the district would stop doing business with the group.
The administration has reviewed all contracts with the MEP and will not be bringing this contract back to the board for approval.
Gerard Randall is the executive director and sole employee of the group. He's also the first vice chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin and secretary of the host committee for the 2024 Republican National Convention. When questioned over the last several weeks about how the partnership benefits the district, Randall was vague. In a statement, Randall said he's proud of his work and the school board hasn't given him an opportunity to speak. A Republican bill that would eliminate work permits for 14 and 15-year-old children is working its way through the state legislature. Rich Kramer reports supporters say it's about cutting red tape, but regulators say it could make it harder to enforce child labor laws.
During a public hearing Thursday, Republican State Representative Clint Moses of Menominee told colleagues his legislation would remove unneeded paper pushing when kids want to work. He says employers will still have to follow child labor laws. He also says 16 other states have eliminated work permits for teens.
If a teenager wants a job, they should be able to apply to a job and start working. They shouldn't need approval by their school and state to obtain a job.
Democrats disagreed and said the legislation would erode protections for kids. The bill would also eliminate a fee associated with work permits. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says that would make it harder to educate employers and investigate child labor law violations. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The city of Madison is donating land so a technical college can open a child care center. Madison College hopes to open the facility in 2025 with initial capacity for 50 children. Officials say it will be available to children of Madison College students and the general public. Madison College Dean Jessica Choji says nationwide data shows a lack of child care is a significant barrier to the success of community college students.
While student parents have higher GPAs than their non-parenting cohort, they also take longer or have less success completing their programs.
Madison's Common Council will introduce a resolution next week so alders can vote on selling the land to the college for $1. The property currently houses a city fire station, which will be torn down so Madison College can build the facility. Wisconsin is seeing a rapidly increasing number of hospitalizations from respiratory diseases this fall. As Hope Kerwin reports, state health officials say vaccination rates are much lower than they had hoped.
Tom Haupt is respiratory disease epidemiologist for the State Department of Health Services. He says there's been a significant increase in both influenza and RSV. Hospitalizations from both illnesses roughly doubled in the last week. Haupt says only a small number of infants in the state have received the new RSV preventative therapy called nirsevimab because of a national shortage.
It's very frustrating for us. We were hoping by now to have higher numbers of the children who had shots for nirsevimab. But that's not going to happen.
Haupt says this year's flu vaccination rate has also been frustrating. Only 24% of residents have gotten the shot, a much lower rate than recent averages. Virus spread is expected to peak around Christmas. Haupt urged people to get vaccinated now before gathering for the holiday season. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a northern Wisconsin writer reflects on the opening day of gun deer season. To him, the day is bigger than the hunt. That's up next in today's Wisconsin Life episode. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Sarah Hopeful with a story about hunting, just as many Wisconsinites will be spending their weekend in the woods.
Deer hunters across the state are gearing up for another gun season opener with hopes of getting that big buck. For writer Ron Weber, it's not about the catch, but the opportunity the day provides.
Opening day 2022, deep in the heart of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest near Clam Lake in Bayfield County. Scattered gunshots greet the daylight, heightening the excitement unique to opening morning. Only time would tell what waited for me down the trail. As the shots become more infrequent and the morning wears on, a hint of doubt enters my mind as I think to myself, maybe I should have sat somewhere else. Suddenly at about 10 a.m., a deer materializes, seemingly out of nowhere. The doe is moving quickly, but why? There are no other hunters nearby, so maybe it is an over-anxious buck that has her in such a hurry. As I wait for the answer, in my mind's eye, a big rack buck steps out of the spruce swamp. That vision keeps me company for the next hour. The afternoon is uneventful, save for two separate periods of 20 minutes or so of absolute silence. It is rare that nature and man conspire to make such an offer. No gunshots, car horns, blue jays, ravens, squirrels, or other usual denizens of the woods. Even the wind falls still. I strain my ears trying to hear something, but there is only deafening silence. As the curtain falls on another opening day, I climb out of my stand with nothing to show for 10.5 hours of sitting, but an empty lunch bag, two great silences, a doe sighted, and the vision of a trophy buck stepping out of the spruce. Like all the opening days before, it had been a memorable day. Did I say nothing to show for my time in the woods? What more could I have asked for? Did I get my deer? Does it really matter? I'll paraphrase the great Wisconsin conservationist Aldo Leopold to answer that question. What was big was not the rack, but the chance. What was full was not my tag, but my memory. That comes from Leopold's The Sand County Almanac, a book every hunter, no check that, every person should read. It can change one's view of the natural world and their place in it. No, I didn't get my deer, but there is always the next day, the next year. The 12 months between opening days is a necessary interlude to heighten the anticipation for the coming of that one special day each year. It has the power to remind even us adults of the magical feeling of a child awaiting a visit from Santa on Christmas Eve. As the days shorten and the sun's warmth begins to wane, all of nature takes note. Animals are busily packing on weight or stocking their shelves in anticipation of the coming winter. Plants similarly go dormant or die. The green of spring and summer steadily receding, culminating in one final and glorious burst of color before the more steely, stark landscape of November takes hold. Hunters take notice too, as that special day looms just weeks away. Just when the anticipation becomes almost unbearable, it finally arrives. Come opening day, I will be just where I've always been since I was 13, in the big woods of southern Bayfield County, waiting to write the next chapter in the story. Too excited to sleep very well, I will arise early and get myself ready. Walking in the pre-dawn darkness, vision of what awaits for me will flash through my mind. Settled in with my back against a tree, I will wait patiently and thankfully for whatever gifts the hand of fate offers. If it can't be the buck that lives in the shadowy spruce of my mind, then this once-upon-a-time kid will gladly welcome a visit from Santa instead.
Ron Weber is a writer who lives in Weyerhaeuser. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Sarah Hopeful.
Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm Peter Bryant in for Alex Crowe. Our producers are Mallory Chang and John Davis. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.